Love's voice back once again. So today we're going to be talking about a powerful story that was originally written by a man named Russell Conwell probably 100 years ago. But the story still rings true today. You see, there was this African farmer who was well off. He had money, he was fortunate, who heard of these stories about these big diamonds in other parts of Africa where if you just got one, you could be set and set up your entire family for years to come. Well, he decided to sell his farm for almost nothing and go on a journey to find the diamonds. Well, 10 years went by, then another two, then another one, and 13 years later, he was broke, starving, alone, and decided to walk into the ocean and commit suicide. Meanwhile, the farmer who he sold the farm to was taking his mule out for a walk one day when he noticed this rock that had light bounce off of it, and he would collect rocks, so he took the rock and sat it on his mantle. Well, 2 days later, one of the priests from the neighborhood came by and said, "Where did you get this beautiful diamond?" And he said, "It's not a diamond, it's a rock." And he said, "Listen, I know a diamond when I see one. It's a diamond." He said, "Well, they're out there." And he said, "Are there more?" And he said, "Yeah, there's lots of them." This man was sitting on acres of diamonds. You see, the first farmer sold his farm to go look for diamonds when they were sitting in his own backyard. How many of us, in hindsight, have looked back and said, "Wow, I actually did have a beautiful girlfriend. I actually did have a beautiful husband. I actually did have a beautiful job. I actually did have a beautiful relationship or mother or father." You see, I believe we're all sitting on our acres of diamonds. But the issue is that a diamond doesn't look like a diamond until you cut it, until you work on it, until you polish it, until you get in there. And in this high-tech, low-touch society, we have gotten so used to clicking and moving and moving and going and all of the stuff, all of the clutter, and I get it. I get it. You are being bombarded. But this is your PSA. This is your reminder to slow down and understand that when you can see with the inner eye, the eye before the eye, the magic, the beauty that is already here, that you don't need to go anywhere else. You don't need to look outside of yourself for the riches, because the diamonds are here. They will have always been here. It's not a new mate. It's a new perspective. It's not a new parent or a new job. It's a new perspective. It's a new outlook. Dig deep and know that you are sitting on your fortune. Your pot of gold is here. There is no rainbow. We don't need the pot of gold over there. I implore you to look around your life right now. What is it that you keep overlooking, trying to get the next best thing? What is it that you keep missing that could be your acres of diamonds? Blessings and blessings. I absolutely love and appreciate all of you. Click like, subscribe, leave a comment, and most importantly, share this message. We need to spread stuff like this everywhere we can. And it's going down in a beautiful, major way. #LovesVoice. Shine bright like a diamond.